弟兄姊妹们，早安啊！早上好，我是福妹穆恩堂的牧师。其实穆恩堂跟喜莲堂很靠近，很亲密哈。没有喜莲堂就没有穆恩堂，你知道吗？好，我们是喜莲堂的分堂，所以今天早上代表穆恩堂向大家问安。
Pastor Goh is from Grace Jubilee Center, and there's a very close relationship between Jubilee Church and Grace Jubilee Center. So she would like to say hi to everybody here.
Yeah. 好，今天早晨要跟大家思想，我是什么人？
Today, the sermon theme will be, what kind of a person am I?
Okay, 我们一起来看看哦。经文，今天的经文，哥林多前书二章十四到十六节。如果可以的话，你跟我一起读好吗？然而属血气的人不接受神的灵的事，因为他以为是愚笨的，而且他也不能够明白，因为这些事要有属灵的眼光才能够领悟。属灵的人呢，能看透万事，却没有人能看透他。如经上所记，谁曾知道主的心意，能够指教他呢？但我们已经得着了基督的心意了。我们看英文的。
The natural person does not, I'm reading from Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 onwards. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
好，再看三章一到三节。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话还不能把你们看作属灵的人，只能看作是属肉体的人，看作在基督里的婴孩。我喂给你们吃的是奶，不是饭，因为那时你们不能吃，就是现在还是不能，因为你们乃是属肉体的。现在你们当中既然有嫉妒纷争，你们还是属肉体的，照着世人的方式而行吗？
English, First Corinthians chapter 3. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not ready, for you are still of the flesh.For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way?
从这几节经文我们看到，很清楚地看到，在教会里面不会找到完全人。
From these verses, we understand we cannot find perfect people in the church.
因为在教会里面有三种人。
There will be three kinds of people.
属血气、属灵和属肉体的人。
Those who are natural, spiritual, and those of the flesh.
所以当你在教会里面你看到一些不是很理想的人群，你不要太难过。
So we will see groups of people who may not fit into an ideal image. Do not feel too sad.
也不要因为他们我们拒绝一位很深深的爱着你要赐福给你的上帝。
And do not because of this reject a God who loves you deeply and wants to bless you.
那有一个信徒来到牧师的面前。
A believer came to pastor one day.
他告诉牧师说：“牧师啊，我要离开教会了。”
And told the pastor, "I'm leaving the church."
然后牧师就问他：“为什么？”
When asked on her reason,
他说：“因为我在教会里面，在崇拜里面呢、啊，看到很多人在讲话啦，用手机啦，还有迟到早退啦，不唱歌的信徒。”
Her reason was that she often saw congregants talking amongst themselves, using their mobile phones, coming to church late, not singing in worship, and so on.
哦，真受不了了。
She could not stand such behaviors.
那牧师就说：“姐妹啊，你在离开教会的时候，你可以帮我做一件事情吗
？”So pastor said, "Sister, can you do one thing for me before you leave the church?"
那姐妹说：“牧师，当然可以。
”So she agreed.
那牧师就说：“很好，等到吴牧师讲完道之后呢，你再告诉他做什么。
”And pastor said, "Very good. I will tell you after I finish my sermon. Now please pay attention."
呀，现在我们专心祷告吧。我们一起同心祷告。天父爸爸早安，谢谢你陪伴我们度过一个平安的晚上。今天早晨有这个福分来亲近你，认识你，领受你的大爱和祝福。这时候恳求主耶稣的宝血洁净我们，好让圣灵能够毫无拦阻地在我们心中动善功，安静我们的心来聆听你的话， 开启我们的眼，让我们得以看见你；开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听到你的声音和心意。求主同在，这个讲台是你的，求你亲自说话。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。好，首先让我们来看看什么是属血气的人。
First, let us see who. Let's talk about the natural man.
Okay. 那二章十四节说，然而属血气的人不接受上帝的灵的事，他反倒以为这是愚拙，并且他不能够了解，是何本所说的。
From verse 14, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
那另外新译本这么写说，属血气人是顺从肉体的人，这些人认为上帝的圣灵是愚不可及的，不肯接受。
Some other translations refer to the natural person as those who follow the flesh.
也就是说，属血气的人呢，他们只听自己的身体、自己的感觉、自己的眼睛怎么说。
We can infer that the natural person here only listens to what their body, what they are feeling, and what they see. Refers to those things.
所以他们不明白上帝属灵的事情。
So they cannot understand the things of God and the Holy Spirit.
他们觉得信靠神，相信一个看不见的神，是很愚拙的。
They will feel that it is foolish to trust in God and to believe in something that is invisible.
所以这里他们说，认为愚不可及，不肯接受。
So they will not be able to accept this.
简单的说，属血气的人就是不信耶稣的人。
Simply speaking, natural people do not believe in Jesus.
就好像过去的我一样。
This was like pastor in the past, and actually myself also.
我觉得信耶稣哦，也是哈，谢谢。我觉得信耶稣的人很好笑。
We both think that it is funny to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣的人是迷信的。
People who believe in Jesus are superstitious.
是很傻的。
And quite silly.
我真的不能够理解什么属灵的事情。
What are all these spiritual things?
要什么吃饭前祷告啦
？Why should we pray before eating?
还要爱我的仇敌啊
？Why should we love our enemy?
还要遇到困难就祷告啦
？What is the use of prayer when we encounter?
总之，我真的不明白这样的人。
In short, these people are very difficult to understand.
所以有时啊，在心里面就暗骂这些人神经病。
Yeah, they feel a bit crazy to me.
对很多人来说，很多东西。都是理所当然的。
They take things for granted，
对吗？我们觉得家里有柴米油盐，回家后有饭吃，晚上有床睡，本来就是这样的。
There's food, rice, food to eat when we go home and a bed to sleep at night. This is gained by our own abilities.
Yeah, 有一份工作，有健康的身体，都是觉得本来就是这样的吗？是我赚取的。
We have a job, we have a healthy body, it is all of my own doing.
Yeah, 跟上帝有什么关系？跟什么圣灵有什么关系呢？
It has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit or God or you know these kinds of things.
但是岂不知道，这完全是创造主的恩典。
However, do you not know that this is all the grace of the Creator?
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
恩典就是我们不该得的，可是上帝却给了我们。
Grace is something that we do not deserve, but God gives it to us regardless.
而在诗篇二十四篇这么说，地和地上所充满的世界和住在地上都是属于耶和华，因为他把地奠定在海上，使世界安定在众水之上。
From Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers.
还有诗篇九十一篇二到六节这么说。我要对耶和华说，你是我的避难所，我的保障，你是我的神，我所依靠的。你必救我脱离捕鸟人的网罗，脱离致命的瘟疫。你必用自己的羽毛遮盖你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的信实像盾牌，像真理。你不必害怕黑夜的惊恐，或是白日的飞箭，也不必害怕黑暗中流行的瘟疫，或是正在中午把人毁灭的毒病。
From Psalm 91 verses 2 to 6, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions and under his wings you will find refuge, his faithfulness as a shield and as a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday.
如果你真的敞开心怀，你用谦卑的心去读这本圣经的话，
if you really open your heart and read the Bible with a humble heart,
然后去听上帝的话，
and listen to God's words,
去看去体会四周围的一切，你就发现原来真的有神。
And experience the world around you, you will find that there is a God.
在我的生活中，每一天都经历到这位神的同在和保守。
The presence and protection of this God occurs every day in our lives.
记得我以前在教会的时候，我礼拜六去帮忙打扫。以前牧恩堂在 Trust Street 是很肮脏的，所以我们要去打扫。
So one day when Pastor was cleaning the church in Trust Street.
Yeah, 然后打扫完毕之后觉得哇有点迟了，因为我家人不是信徒，所以说有点迟了。
She felt that she was running a little bit late.
所以就急匆匆地赶去车站，然后在心里面就祷告，上帝，你让我的巴士赶快来。
So she rushed to the bus stop, praying for the bus to come quickly.
哇，巴士真的来了。
The bus really did come.
可是离我的路太远了，很远很远。
But when the bus did come, she was still quite some way away.
所以我就说，哎呀，我知道肯定是追不到，我就跟神说，天父爸爸，谢谢你了，但是。太快了，来得太快了。
So she thought, I confirm cannot make it one. So she thought, thank you, Heavenly Father, but it came a bit too quickly.
Yeah, 就在这个时候，奇妙的事情发生了。
This was when something interesting happened.
那巴士就停在巴士车站。
The bus stopped at the bus stop.
没有人上，也没有人下。
No one got on or got off.
就停在那边等我。So、你相信吗
？So it stopped there as if it was waiting for Pastor Go. Do you believe it?
很远哦，这边。走到那个音响那边很远，对不对？就在那边等。
So it was just waiting for Pastor Go.
如果说有人上有人下，你会觉得，本来就有人上有人下，所以就没有飞，没有走咯。
I mean, if it would make more sense if someone was going up and down 啦。
但是真的是没有人上，也没有人下，就在那边等着我，等到我到了，他才开车，我上了才开车。
So it remained as such until Pastor Go went on top, and then it went off.
所以那一刻只有我跟上帝知道发生什么事。
It really seemed like at that moment only Pastor Go and God knew what was going on.
所以那时候只能说爸爸谢谢你。
So she thanked God for that.
那我为了父母亲的救恩祷告25年。
Pastor Go also prayed for the her parents to be brought to Christ.
Yeah, 有一天我的妈妈说要洗礼。
One day, Pastor's mother was going to be baptized.
我非常的兴奋，告诉我爸爸说：“爸爸，妈妈要洗礼。”
Pastor Go was very excited and told the father.
那爸爸就这么说：“洗礼汤的事关我什么事？”
So the father said it was the mother's business. It's not my business.
我以为我妈妈不洗礼是因为爸爸，原来不是这样喽。
I thought my mom. 所以再来。
哦，妈妈不洗礼是因为爸爸。
She thought her mom was not baptized because of the dad.
原来是我爸爸的问题。
So actually, it's the dad.
所以那个时候我是很坏蛋的，我每次可以跟上帝相骂的。所以那天我就跟上帝很生气的对上帝说：“我不管，我不管，你在梦中跟他讲，很坏哦。”
So in a fit of anger, Pastor Go told God rudely, "I don't care. You talk to him in your dream and ask him to be baptized."
Yeah, rudely, 很没有礼貌的告诉上帝：“我不管，不管，你跟他讲。”在梦中跟他讲，那就在2004年的5月1号。
So on the morning of May 1st, 2004.
我爸爸就起来，那就我是福妹，说阿妹过来。
Oh, Pastor Go's father woke up and said to Pastor Go.
然后说我要告诉你一件事情。
I want to tell you something.
他说昨晚耶稣在梦中叫我洗礼。
Yesterday in a dream, Jesus asked me to be baptized.
他还带我去见建议的爸爸妈妈。
He took me to see 建议 a family friend, right?
Yeah, 弟兄啊，叫建议。他说，你看他们一起洗礼。
Look at them being baptized together.
我告诉你，那时我很惊讶。
So at that time, Pastor Wu was really surprised.
我惊讶不是他们要洗礼。
She was not surprised that the father was getting baptized actually.
我惊讶是因为上帝。我这么坏蛋的跟你 complain 啊，你还这样子做。
Yeah, Pastor Go was more surprised at how God took her angry and rude words.
Yeah, angry 啊，我发脾气讲的话，上帝竟然听哦。
So even in her fit of anger, God listened.
我更感动是什么，你懂吗
what was even more touching to Pastor Goh was,
其实我准备带我爸爸妈妈哈去看这个建议的爸爸妈妈的。
So the remember the 建议 that she referred to, she was Pastor Goh was already planning to bring her parents to go and meet them.
耶稣竟然帮我做这一件事情。
And God actually helped her do the task.
所以我告诉你，这个上帝是又真又活的上帝。
So this God is a true and living God.
非常感动。
We are very moved indeed.
的确，我们的神是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的，就靠我们的心能够向他敞开吗
？So God is indeed omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. It is up to us to open our hearts to Him.
所以放下属血气的你。
So let go of your flesh and blood.
接受他成为你的救主，然后成为一个属灵人。
Accept Him as your personal Savior and become a spiritual person.
你就会经历到他很奇妙、很奇妙的作为。
You will experience His wonderful deeds.
我信主至今已经55年了。
Pastor Goh has believed in the Lord for 55 years.
这个神对我来讲啊，只是一句话。
The God to her is one word.
越信他，就越佩服他到五体投地，对不对？
The more you admire, the more you believe in him, the more you will admire and revere him.
我们试试看，对的人请举手。哇，感谢主哦！呀，你越信他，就觉得哇，这个上帝真的让我佩服到五体投地。那十五节告诉我们说，属灵的人能看透万事，却没有人能够看透他。十六节说，谁曾知道主的心？谁会教导他？
Back to the verses, verse 15 says, The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. Verse 16, For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him?
Yeah, 至于我们，我们有基督的心。
As for us, we have the mind of Christ.
当你信耶稣之后成为一个属灵人，有耶稣在你的心里面，你就明白我今天在说些什么。
When you believe in Jesus and become a spiritual person with Jesus in your heart, you will understand what I am talking about.
好，属血气的人是不信主的人。现在我们来看看属灵和属肉体的人。
Let us look at spiritual people and people of flesh.
刚才我们所读的，属灵的人他能够了解万事，世人都不能够了解属灵的人。那谁知道？十六节说：“谁知道耶和华的想法，好指导他呢？”可是我们确实有基督的思想。那我们就看到一件事情：属灵的人能够看透万事。
From verse 15, spiritual people judges all things.
他与属肉体人有什么不同呢？还有什么相同呢？
Let us now look at the difference between the spiritual person and the person of the flesh.
好，我们来看这张图。
Take a look.
等一下 ，OK， 这张图啊，
let's、
你看属灵人啊。
Let us take a look at this diagram。
有看到吗？属灵的人，他不但信了主啊，好，你知道我们生命都有个宝座，对不对？好，那我们来看一下，那属灵的人跟属肉体的人相同的地方，就是他们都是信耶稣的基督徒。
The spiritual person and the person of the flesh both believe in Jesus。
不同的地方是，属灵的基督徒他不但是信了耶稣。
The difference is that the spiritual person not only believes in Jesus,
他也让耶稣坐在他生命的宝座上，
but also allows Jesus to sit on the throne of his or her life.
也就是说，他不但信耶稣，
he or she not only believes in Jesus,
他也靠圣灵行事，
he or she acts by the Holy Spirit.
他愿意被圣灵来充满、来浇灌、来管理，
and is willing to be filled and governed by it.
什么是属肉体的人呢？
As compared to that, the person of the flesh,
是他是信了主。
He believes in Christ.
好，那个圆圈代表生命哈，所以我们都有基督在生命里面，他是信了主。但是什么不同呢？
But what's the difference?
Yeah, 他就是让自己坐在生命的宝座上。你看到那个我吗？自己坐在生命的宝座上。
But this person, of the flesh, he or she himself sits on the throne.
他不理会圣灵的声音。
He or she ignores the guiding voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 圣灵的提醒引导他，他我行我素，偏行己路。
He or she goes or his or her own way.
Yeah, 有时自己的声音还比上帝的声音还要大。
So the voice from his or her own heart is louder than that of the.
多年前我就为我牧恩堂找地点哦。
So a while ago, Well, Pastor Goh was trying to find a place for the church.
我们是从边搬出去的哈。
Or Grace Jubilee Church.
Yeah.
Jubilee Center. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 然后呢，我就去不同的教会看看。
So she's been going around different churches.
我有一天我就去了阿朱尼的教会。
So she went to this site in Aljunied.
Yeah, 我就要去见一个牧师。
She went to the church to meet another pastor.
那你懂多年前呢，我们 park 车我们是用固本，对不对？固本啊，湿湿啊，一个洞一个洞，哈。
Yeah, 我记得。So remember last time the coupons are hard copy, you know, slips of paper.
Yeah, 然后在撕的时候，有声音对我说：“撕两张。”
So when she was tearing the coupons, there was a voice telling Pastor Goh, tear two pieces.
我知道是上帝的声音，我就说不用啦，很快就下来啦。
So Pastor Goh said, no need, I'll be done soon.
好，就不管圣灵的声音。
Pastor Goh ignored the Holy Spirit.
我就撕一张四毛半紫色的啊，四毛半的，就放在那个驾驶盘的前面，就走了。
已经四毛半了呀。So she tore one 45 cents coupon, put it on the dashboard and left.
然后见了牧师，我下来了。
So after she was done, Pastor Goh went back to the car.
我看到一张30块的罚款。
She saw a $30 ticket on the wipers.
就在那哦，对哦，你也在那边哦 ，wiper 来，就在那个扫水器那边哦，30块的罚款在那边。
Yeah, so yeah, she got a $30 fine.
我那时很难过嘞，也很生气。
She was really quite upset about it.
Yeah, 我不听圣灵的声音，四毛半不要放，结果要交30块。
Yeah, Pastor did not heed the Holy Spirit's reminder to put an extra 45 cents and then got a $30 fine.
好生气，但是我能够怪谁
？Really angry about it, but there was no one else to be blamed.
我们信了主之后，我们有圣灵的灵在我们的生命中，对吗
？After believing in the Lord, we all have the Spirit of God in our lives.
这神的灵叫做圣灵。
This spirit of God is called the Holy Spirit.
那这圣灵要引导信主的人走向蒙福的道路。
And this Holy Spirit will guide believers on the road of freedom and blessing.
那属灵的人呢，他就会按照圣灵的感动行事为人。
Spiritual people will behave according to the inspiration of God's Spirit.
所以你看到教会很多的属灵人。
You will see many spiritual people in church.
他们蛮有喜乐，蛮有平安。有他们在，就有爱；有他们在，就有接纳和饶恕。
They are full of joy and peace wherever they are. There's love, acceptance, and forgiveness.
总是很开心。
Usually rather happy.
这些属灵人就成为许多人的祝福。
And will be blessings to many people.
属灵人是让上帝做主的。
A spiritual person allows God to rule him or herself.
所以他的生命总是很丰盛，很自由，很不一样。
So a spiritual person's life is usually always bountiful and free.
所以神活生生的生命就在他们的生命中给彰显了。
So God's glory is also vividly manifested in this person's life.
那属肉体的基督徒虽然是信了主。
Although in contrast, a person of the flesh may believe in the Lord.
但是他很喜欢管理自己的生命。
But he or she still wants to manage his.
他不管神的灵说什么。
And does not listen to what the Spirit of God says.
你是属灵还是属肉体呢
？Are you a spiritual person or a person of the flesh?
很多时候我们很希望自己能够重新再来，对吗
？Many times we wish we could start all over again.
你觉得有可能吗
？Do you think this is possible?
那我重新再来吧。
I think this is possible.
可能哈，其实可能的。如果一个属肉体的基督徒再次把自己从宝座上下来
as long as a person of the flesh comes down from the throne of the person's life
然后让主坐在我们生命的宝座上
and allows the Lord to sit on the throne instead
他就成为属灵的基督徒
he or she will become a spiritual Christian
属灵的基督徒就能够明白上帝的事情
a spiritual person can hence understand God's things and understand God
他就能够体会神的心意
They are moved by the Holy Spirit.
他也能够按圣灵的感动，会跟着神的灵做事情。
And then will follow the Spirit of God to do things.
然后就非常安全了。
And they will be safe.
他最享受上帝所应许那幸福自由的生命。
And they will enjoy the happy and free life.
Yeah, 他的生命像主耶稣所应许的很丰盛。
And their life will be abundant as God promises.
好像大家很熟悉的这个经文说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We are all familiar with this verse, Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
啊，如果只要我们愿意接受耶稣做进入我们的生命。
As long as we are willing to accept Jesus into our lives,
只要我们愿意让神的灵引导我们的人生走每一步
，and allow the Spirit of God to guide our life and every step we take,
我们就会成为一个属灵的人，一个自由的人。
And we will become a spiritual person and a free person.
你说我怎么成为一个属灵人呢
？Then how do I make myself a spiritual person?
很简单
，It's very easy.
每天早上起来的时候，就跟神说：“上帝，你的圣灵充满我。”
Invite the Holy Spirit every morning to fill you every day when we wake up.
让圣灵来管理我。
Let the Holy Spirit manage.
坐在我生命的宝座上。
And sit on your throne.
好像山图一样。
Just as this picture.
Okay, 看到吗？你下来，神坐在生命的宝座上。那你就看到那天神就引导你了。
He will guide you in your life.
你错了，他会提醒你。
He will remind you when you are wrong.
你乱了，他会来协助你，让你清，让你冷静下来。
When you're helpless, he'll come and help you.
然后你很无助的时候，他会来帮助你。
And will help you when you are down.
当你难过的时候，他就来安慰你。
When you are sad, he will come and comfort you.
你在人生的道路上走迷了方向，他会来搭救你。
And when you are lost in your path in life, he will come and rescue you.
圣灵来不是让你讲方言的。
The Spirit does not come here to make you speak in tongues.
他要带领你走向对的道路。
It comes to guide you on the right path.
做对的事情。
To do the right things.
过得胜的生活。
To live a victorious life.
一步一步走向祝福。
And stepwise move towards a blessed life.
我们会觉得自己没有能力胜过试探。
We often feel that we are incapable of overcoming temptations.
我们没有能力过得胜的生活。
No ability to live a victorious life.
乃是因为我们很多时候容许自己选择做属肉体的基督徒。
That's because we continue to live in the flesh.
我们自己坐上宝座。
We sit on our own throne.
然后一切自己来。
Do things by ourselves.
所以我们一直都没有什么能力。
So based on that, we are incapable.
该做的不做。
We do what we shouldn't do.
不该做的我们偏偏做。拼命去做。
The things that we shouldn't do, we do. We don't do the things that we should do. Yeah.
该说的不说。
Say what we shouldn't say.
不该说的还是在传在传。
And the things that we shouldn't say, we can say.
好，就好像保罗所说的，好。
Just as Paul said to the.
大家一起来读好吗？保罗说什么？我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我，故此我所愿意的善。我反不做，我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
English, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing.
如何解决这个挣扎和难题呢？
How do we get out of this?
就是做一个属灵人。
We should aspire to be a spiritual.
好，愿意让上帝坐在你生命的宝座上。
Allow God to sit on our thrones.
你就不一样了。
This will make things different for us.
今天我们不但要成为一个基督徒。
Today we not only want to be Christian.
我们要成为一个属灵的基督徒。
We want to be spiritual Christians.
我们要乐意让上帝每时每刻每秒都在我们生命的宝座上。
We are willing to let God rule our lives every moment.
好，让他做完，让他做主。
To let him be the Lord of our lives.
今天我们不但要接受耶稣做我们的救主和生命的主。
Today we not only accept Jesus as our personal Savior.
我们更愿意把我们的生命完全的献给主，像刚才我们所唱的歌。
Let us be willing to dedicate our lives to the Lord completely, just as we have sung the song just now.
Yeah, 我们就住在基督里面，让耶稣来掌管。
So we live in Christ and let God rule.
牧师讲完到了。
So we've finished speaking.
然后牧师就递一杯水给那个姐妹，来，姐妹。
Remember the church, the just now the congregant, right? Wanted to leave the church.
他说啊，你拿着杯水啊，然后你就走教会一圈，从这边走，然后走到这边来 ，OK？
She handed the sister a glass of water and asked her to walk around the worship space.
但是你记住啊，你的水不可以溢出来哦。
But the water cannot be spilled.
OK， 可以吗？就走，然后走走走，不会溢出来。这姐妹就走了。她说：“牧师，可以，我走，我走。”
So the sister went ahead and did it.
不可以流出来哈水 ，OK 。然后她走完了，她走到前面来。然后牧师说：“ 你觉得怎么样？你注意到什么了吗？
When she was done, the pastor, pastor go ask her, when you walk around the room, what do you see?
What do you see? 你看到什么吗？那个姐妹说，牧师啊，我什么都看不到。
The sister said, Pastor, I cannot see anything.
因为我只注意水手上的这杯水啊。
Because I only paid attention to the glass of water.
我不要让水流出来。
In order not to let the water flow out.
那牧师就跟她说。
So pastor replied.
你就继续注意上帝放在你手上的这杯水吧。
Continue to pay attention to the glass of water that God put in your hand.
做一个属灵的基督徒。
Be a spiritual Christian.
专注上帝要你关心的事情，好不好？
Focus on the things that God wants you to care about.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
Take the heart of Jesus Christ.
多欣赏，少批评。
Appreciate more, criticize less.
多饶恕，少定罪。
Forgive more, condemn less.
多接纳，少论断。
Accept more, judge less.
还有呢，多感恩，少埋怨。
Be more grateful, complain less.
多爱主，并且爱人。
Love the Lord and hence others more.
最后呢，就是宝座上主莫属，就告诉自己，这个宝座只有上帝可以坐上来。
Let the Lord sit on your throne and lead your life.
好，我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
今天你觉得自己是什么人？若你是属血气的人，还没有接受耶稣做你的救主，今天耶稣依旧在等待你来接纳他，让他成为你的救主和生命的主。你愿意吗？若你愿意，你在这个时候，你就接着祷告。接受耶稣进入你生命，你可以如此祷告说：主耶稣，我愿意接受你做我个人的救主和生命的主，请你此刻就进入我的生命中，坐在我生命的宝座上，引导我的前路。若你一直是一个属肉体的基督徒，你愿不愿意从宝座下来，让耶稣坐在你生命的宝座上，引导你的一生走向蒙福的路。你愿意的话，就和我一起这样祷告说：上帝啊，我愿让你坐在我生命的宝座上，我退下来坐在你的脚前，选上好的福分，天天让你来掌管我每一天的生活，让我活得更得胜，更逃出喜悦。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。